the best persuasion is fear, right? So in the beginning of the election, Trump had the best persuasion because he was saying, the terrorists are coming in, you know, I'll stop them. There's criminals coming across the border. Clinton was talking boring policies and, hey, I'm experienced. So she didn't have a chance against, you know, you're going to die tomorrow.
Right.
By summer, she obviously had some professional help, meaning somebody who's a cognitive scientist or a professional persuader. And she started using the term dark all the time, and all the surrogates used it at the same time. Oh, it's dark, dark, dark. And she started coloring him as a huge racist, you know, dictator, dangerous to the world, and the most dangerous thing in the world. Because if you're worried about terrorism, you're really worried about somebody else getting killed. Because you're not really thinking you get killed by the terrorist. You know, even if it's pretty bad, somebody else is getting killed. But Clinton painted a picture to make you afraid of the nuclear holocaust created by Trump tweeting something at 3 a.m. and, I don't know, hitting the button accidentally. And so that was the ultimate fear. So she really had that going. So, and when she, you know, lost, she had all these people activated who would have been instantly deactivated if Trump had lost.
Mm.
But there's no deactivation on the bomb now. She created this societal bomb that is these protests and the way people feel. These people literally believe that Hitler was just elected.